The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. Today's gospel reading and sermon are aimed at those who whine and those who despair. See, Jesus has just sent out the 12 apostles, and then he himself goes out to teach and preach in the cities. And just imagine, in Jesus' day, cities were thriving places like beehives buzzing with life and activity and business. And I say that because some have different imagery when hearing the word city. Jesus speaks to them about John the Baptist first, before these words that we hear. And John is imprisoned in jail. Jesus gives sharp critique to all those who have ears in the cities he teaches and preaches. He says that they're like children who are never satisfied and whine. John didn't satisfy them. Jesus doesn't satisfy them. Then comes a few verses that you don't hear, that's an even sharper critique upon the cities that he's visited. And then what does Jesus do? Pray to God, his Father, to smite them? You and I might have done that. But what Jesus does is thank God for the truth that self-satisfied children won't hear him, but that infants do. And it's to the infants that he says, "Come to me, all who are weary." Not literal infants, of course. It's a metaphor for the unwise and unintelligent, those who carry burdens, those who are weary. Compared to those in the cities, to whom Jesus just tried to teach and preach, who thought they themselves were wise and intelligent, and who wouldn't be satisfied with any messenger from God, the ones Jesus calls whining children, infants, as compared to those self-satisfied whining ones. So is Jesus against education and intelligence? Only when you trust in them more than God, for your sense of identity and meaning in life. Jesus has strong words for trusting in idols, anything besides God, that gives us a sense of who we are and meaning in life, broader meaning in life. He would have strong words for those who would use his own words as idols in order to tear down wisdom or educated people. Trusting in anything else to get a sense of power or meaning or who we are, idols. The truth is that trusting idols leads human beings to either whining or despair. That is, when we trust in anything other than God for identity and meaning, we either whine and judge others. Why can't those people follow the rules? They're God-given rules. I follow them. Why can't those people be more broad-minded, like I am? Whining, judging, or despairing. I'm not wise enough or good enough. I'm not enough enough. Also buried deep down in Jesus' come to me comforting message is a critique of religion as an idol. Because the word yoke was a common image of commitment to religious law. One was yoked with the Torah, meaning that you sincerely strove to obey God's commands. Jesus says to all who try to be religious like that and fall short, hey, try this yoke on for size. Me, it's easy and light. In other words, Jesus says, trust me, and you will receive my Father's graciousness, which is none other than rest for your souls. Now, to be clear, Jesus is not talking about choosing a religion or even making a religious choice that ultimately results in getting a reward, going to heaven, for example. Jesus actually takes all of the choice out of our hands in this reading, because he says, anyone whom the Son chooses. His choice, not ours. And Jesus is talking about rest for your souls, for our souls, here and now. It's in trusting Jesus that we find, experience God's graciousness and rest. It's the infants, those in despair, those who are weary and burdened, who don't feel they can do enough or that they themselves are enough, who have the ears to hear Jesus' words as grace and comfort. For those who are self-satisfied, Jesus has a short, critical message. He says, hey, whiners, listen up. You're already getting your reward here and now, aren't you? Aren't you satisfied? Aren't you wise enough or respected enough or thin enough or rich enough? No? Well, you'll never be satisfied. Oh, well, you'll see, he says. You can't always be on top. Eventually, the world turns whining into despair. And then, for the ones Jesus comes in the first place, not for the healthy, but for the sick, that is, for those who are burdened, those who can't choose rightly, Jesus says, I choose you. He says, come to me, trust me, I will give you rest. How do you know Jesus chooses you? You can hear him choosing you in your baptism. That's the purpose of baptism, to give us that assurance that God chooses us in Christ, chooses you. You can hear his choosing of you in baptism, in your baptism. You are mine, he says. Nothing you do can keep me from you. Nothing you do, nothing. The truth is that each Christian will always be, until the day we die, both whiner and despairer, because that's the sinner in us that will be hanging around our necks till the day we die. God gathers sinners together each Sunday and first welcomes us with the promise from our baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And whenever you hear those words, you can hear Jesus saying, I choose you. And then through the word, liturgy, song, preaching, God shows us, reveals to us, our old whining selves. And if we have eyes to see it, we're driven to Jesus' arms of graciousness and forgiveness. Sometimes, though, the world, as we all know, drives us to despair, and we arrive despairing. then, through the word and in the meal, Jesus simply opens wide his arms and says, "Come to me." Let those who have ears hear.